A glimpse of a lifeless arm secreted in a large blue tote prompted an urgent phone call between Patrick Tansom and Rob Rafters, Beryl Musila's boyfriend at the time, on the morning of July 9, 2017. Rafters and Musila, then a 28-year-old mother of two, had just gone in to make statements at the St. Albert RCMP regarding the then-missing 75-year-old St. Albert resident Ron Wurzfold, who Musila had been staying with. A longtime family friend of Rafters, Tansom took the stand Tuesday in Beryl Musila's first-degree murder trial in the Court of King's Bench in Edmonton. Musila, who is self-represented after firing a string of attorneys, has already pleaded guilty in Justice Larry Ackrell's courtroom to indecently interfering with Wurzfold's remains. The Crown is alleging Musila drugged and beat Wurzfold to death in his home on the night of July 7, 2017. The next day the court heard she put him in a Rubbermaid container and hauled his body to several locations in the region, eventually ending in Parkland County. In riveting testimony, Tansom described the chaos unleashed after being asked to dump a large, heavy blue Rubbermaid tote in the wee hours of July 9, 2017. What was supposed to be a night of victory and celebration to mark the end of his successful parole turned gruesome at his family's acreage outside of Devon. The 4-foot by 2-foot blue Rubbermaid tote was covered in duct tape, and too heavy for him to lift by himself. Musila told him it was full of books and garbage, he remembered. Rafters and Tansom expected to take Musila's belongings to a makeshift garbage dump in common use on the property, but the accused had other plans for the large, heavy tote, Tansom recalled on the stand. I was asked if we could dump the Rubbermaid somewhere else. I said, why? And she said, just because, he said. I said, whatever, and obliged her, he remembered. I drove to a clearing. She told me it was too open, Tansom said. They drove down a back trail on Tansom's family property in Parkland County, he recalled. She pointed out a bushy area. She said, we'll put it there, he said, adding that the spot wasn't quite secluded enough for Musila. She indicated it wasn't far enough into the bushes, she said, push it further in, Tansom said. They dumped the remaining belongings at the family's dump site, he said. Tansom. Musila told him, I did it, I killed Ron. After returning to the house, Tansom was feeling the effects of the celebratory drinks, a tab of acid, and medicinal pot the day before. But the night was about to get weirder still. Musila handed me box taped with duct tape and told me those were the weapons used to kill Ron Wurzfold, he testified, recalling that she said there was a knife and a hammer inside. The courtroom fell silent as Tansom described a confession from Musila that followed, he said, recalling the words, I did it, I killed Ron. I stabbed him in the throat. Tansom testified that when he told Rafters of her confession, Rafters confronted Musila, asking, why did you get him involved? I took that box and tossed it out, the back door in, the bushes. I didn't want to have anything to do with what was in her head, Tansom said. He fell into bed, waking around 7 a.m. when Rafters asked Tansom to get his mother to drive him and Musila to the St. Albert RCMP to give statements in Wurzfold's disappearance. I started investigating, started putting everything together, and stuff seemed a little too weird, he told the court. He fetched the discarded box and opened it. The first thing he saw was a frilly cloth with blood on it. He closed the box, and started shaking, Tansom testified. Tansom to RCMP, there's a body on my property. The biggest bombshell was yet to come. Tansom enlisted his mother's boyfriend, Yannick Levile, to move the tote from the secluded wooded area where Musila told him to dump it hours earlier to the makeshift dump with her other belongings. It slipped out of my hands, the lid popped open, and I saw an arm, and I freaked out, Tansom recalled in Justice Larry Ackrell's Court of King's Bench. Jurors heard that he called Rafters with the unhappy news. She did it, she actually did it. There's a body in that Rubbermaid. You need to turn around and turn her in, he told Rafters. Tansom then called the St. Albert RCMP with a ghastly and urgent message. "There is a body on my property," he recalled telling them. When Rafters and Musila returned to the house from St. Albert, I marched right up to Musila and told her she had 24 hours to turn herself in, Tansom said in court. She said okay. It took 30 to 45 minutes for the St. Albert RCMP to get the rural property near Devon. Musila had been pacing by the front door, waiting to leave, Tansom said. The last time I saw her, she was about to walk out the front door and meet her ride, he said, adding that a white truck pulled up that belonged to the father of Musila's two children. That's about when the RCMP got there, he said. When they arrived, he took them to the dump site. I had to show them where everything was, he said. I showed them where the body had been dropped. In a sad stroke of irony, Tansom said he was asked to tote what turned out to be a dead body around just as he turned over a new leaf, committed to living a life free of crime. I was just getting off parole, I'd been on the wrong side my whole life, he recalled, and noted the party that night had been to celebrate him getting off parole. He's had no conviction since, Tansom said, a smile lighting up his face. That's how I started to turn my life around. That sentence, those charges, he said, citing good news, a steady job building custom houses, a pending marriage to his fiancée, a baby boy, paying my taxes. Testimony continues in the trial, which is expected to last another couple weeks.